dusk time and quiz answer. Dusk is now at 8:40, so that's the time to switch the lights on and draw the curtains. And now for the answer to the last edition's quiz question. We asked you, are sea urchins animal, vegetable or mineral? The volunteers said that this was a real fizzer. But thinking about it a little, we know they feed through waving tentacles. And we are sure they can move position somehow. So does that make them a creature, and so animal? Looking up the answer, we are right. They are basic invertebrate animals. So congratulations if you knew that. Now for items of information, especially for you listeners. Firstly, new welfare proposals exclude help for sight issues. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has been criticised for declaring that he wants to put work at the heart of welfare in a package of new measures. The RNIB charity says, "We are disappointed to hear that the proposed welfare reforms ignore what is really needed. Targeted employment support for blind and partially sighted people and a fairer benefit system so that people can afford the essentials. The proposed changes risk alarming many blind and partially sighted people at a time where many are already under financial hardship. The proposed reforms include greater expectations on people to find work, plans to reduce the number of people being signed off sick from work, and plans to tighten the reach of disability benefits. A review of the disability benefit system was announced. This is said to ensure it's more accurately targeted at those who need it most. The charity pointed out that blind and partially sighted people make a valuable contribution to society, but work isn't always possible. Many blind and partially sighted people are keen to work, but find themselves coming up against persistent obstacles." And adds, "If the government is serious about creating job opportunities for disabled people, it needs to invest properly in high quality, tailored employment support while tackling low levels of understanding among employers. Too often, employers have inaccessible recruitment practices and too little understanding of sight loss." In its feedback, the charity will be emphasising the need for targeted employment support and a fairer benefit system so people can always afford the essentials and manage the extra costs that come with sight loss. A second item is headlined, "Discovery of Genes Could Aid Macular Treatments." Researchers at the National Eye Institute in the USA have discovered 87 genes in retinal cells that could be affected by environmental factors, which may influence the risk of developing age-related macular degeneration. The study, published in Nature Communications, is the first to look at how genes and the environment work together in the eye to increase or decrease risk of macula. The team studied 160 retinas from people with macula who had donated their eyes for research to understand how genes function and interact with environmental factors such as smoking and diet. The study also revealed that specific parts of the cells known as mitochondria, and certain cellular functions such as oxygen usage and structural maintenance play a role in causing macula and are influenced by whether genes are switched on or off by environmental factors. Researchers are continuing to investigate how these gene changes contribute to the disease progression and how they interact with other genetic and environmental factors. Geraldine Hode, head of research grants at the Macular Society, said, "We already know smoking increases the likelihood of macula, and these findings further emphasise the important role lifestyle factors play. Although more research is needed, this study is a big step forward towards understanding macula better and finding new ways to treat it. And our third item is about spreading information about our own charity. More than 30 visitors to the Dunmo Showcase spoke about either receiving the Mid-Essex Talking News or helping to read for our charity. None signed up on Saturday, but took away leaflets and information. Fingers crossed we shall be hearing from some of them soon. We were represented at the event by Secretary Ray Hardesty and magazine team reader Teresa Downs. Now I'm going to hand you back to our readers for more local news reports.